The Pentagon has charged six detainees at Guantanamo Bay with murder in connection with the attacks of September 11th. These men are the first Guantanamo prisoners to face trial, and if they're convicted by the military tribunal, they could get the death penalty. We're going to turn now to NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Guy Raz.
Here's his report. For 5 years, the military's been building its case. The Pentagon now says the case is ready. Here's Air Force Brigadier General Thomas Hartman, the Defense Department's legal advisor to the military tribunal system.
These charges allege a long-term, highly sophisticated, organized plan by al-Qaeda to attack the United States of America.
Hartman says Defense Department lawyers will now submit the charges to Susan Crawford, an outside convener appointed by the Pentagon, who will determine whether the charges and the evidence presented are fit for trial.
The chief prosecutor has requested that the charges be tried jointly and that they be referred as capital for each defendant.
It means that military lawyers will ask to try all six men together in one trial and to seek the death penalty. Best known among those charged are Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shib.
The charges allege that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks by proposing the operational concept to Osama bin Laden as early as 1996.
Last year, Mohammed boasted to a military tribunal at Guantanamo that he was behind the September 11 attacks. All of the accused men have alleged they were tortured under U.S. military custody. In the case of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the CIA has admitted he was subjected to waterboarding, an interrogation technique that mimics the sensation of drowning. But at the Pentagon, General Hartman would not say whether evidence gathered under duress will be presented to the court.
And the question of what evidence will be admitted, whether waterboarding or otherwise, will be decided in the courts, in front of a judge, after it's fought out between the defense and the prosecution in these cases.
General Hartman says all six men will be able to call witnesses, cross-examine prosecution witnesses, and examine all the evidence, including classified evidence, presented in the trial.
These rights are guaranteed to each defendant under the Military Commission Act and are specifically designed to ensure that every defendant receives a fair trial, consistent with American standards of justice.
But the process could take years. Once the defendants are arraigned, the trial won't start for at least 4 more months, and all the defendants can eventually appeal any convictions to civilian courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court.
That was NPR's Guy Raz reporting from the Pentagon.